Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address right on top of the page, so you can contact me for questions or prayer requests or any other reason. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you for each and every one that listens and hears these words today. And I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. It's the simple prayer that I pray for them each and every day, that their lives would be filled with heaven on earth, that they would be healthy and wealthy and joyful and blessed in every way. And I give you thanks for all these things through Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called, You Are What You Eat. And we have a lot of scripture, so we'll start now. John chapter 1. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. 1 John chapter 2. He himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore first, all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Into 1 Timothy chapter 4, this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, for to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Then to Romans chapter 8, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Then Galatians chapter 5, for freedom's sake Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to any yoke of slavery. As I was praying today, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words, and he said, My loved ones, it's time to come out of this system that was fulfilled and removed almost 2,000 years ago and live in the truth of the new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things are new, but most of my children don't believe that because they still judge by the system that was taken away and not by the truth of the laws that I write on your hearts. If you go back to the commandments written on stone to judge others, then you put yourselves back under the condemnation of that system. As my son told you, judge not lest you be so judged. For the same method you use to judge will then be used to judge you. It's just basic sowing and reaping. So many of you want to live under my grace while judging others by the law that Moses gave, but you can't have it both ways. You must judge only by the truth of the finished work of the cross. My son took away the sin and judgment of the whole world. He took all sin upon himself. If you judge others as guilty, you're heaping that judgment upon my son, for as it is written, if one died for all, then all died. Remember, it is written, I did not send my son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him, it would be saved. My loved ones, you are free from the old law that can only bring death. This doesn't mean you'll be free to live any way you want. If you believe that, it just means you don't understand that the blood of my son didn't just make you free from the punishment of sin, but also from sin itself. You can't have a sin consciousness and a righteousness consciousness at the same time. If you know you are forgiven and are righteous and holy, then you will live that way. Focusing on sin will bring more sin, and focusing on your holiness will free you from sin. My dear ones, this goes back to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you judge one thing as good and another as evil, then you are still eating from the tree that brings death. The tree of life is what Paul was eating when he said, We present every man perfect in Christ. The tree of life is what my firstborn son was eating of when he told people that their sins were forgiven, even before they asked for forgiveness. Remember that I was in my son when I reconciled the whole world unto myself. People are not good and evil. They are awakened to righteousness or asleep to righteousness. Sadly, it's the condemnation of those who call themselves my church that keeps them asleep. When the church tells them they are evil and forsaken, then they will live that way. If the church told the truth that their sins were taken away at the cross and all they needed to do is come home to the truth and they can be free, then that would become their reality. Do you remember that Paul told you that as long as Moses is read, the veil remains over their eyes? The law that Moses gave could only blind, condemn, and kill. It didn't have the power to change the hearts and minds of the people. They had to make a sacrifice every year to remind them of their guilt. Christ made a sacrifice, once and for all, that is eternal. His blood cries out better things than the blood of Abel or the blood of bulls and goats. The blood of Abel cries for vengeance. The blood of bulls and goats cries out for judgment. But the blood of my son cries, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. So as long as you tell them of their guilt, you are blinding them with the law and keeping them from seeing the truth. As it is also written, the veil is taken away in Christ. This is the same reason my children are in bondage to a system that you're actually above. Because you haven't believed that you're righteous and holy, you expect to be powerless against those who rule over you. One day you feel righteous because you know you're in Christ, and the next day you use the written commandments to judge yourselves and others, and when you do, you fall from the grace and from the power of it. Nothing is as it seems to your natural mind. For example, our beloved one whom you call John was abandoned on the island called Patmos. It seemed he was a prisoner on the island and could not escape. But he was called up to his true reality and realized the truth was he was not really stranded on an island, but was free to move about as he wished. The door was open and can never be shut. My loved ones, the absolute truth is that you are seated far above anything in this world. Because you keep blinding yourselves and others by judging the world by the law that was already fulfilled in Christ, you believe yourselves to be of the fallen world and not from the world above. You are in my son. How much higher than the world and its fallen ways could you be? You are a new creation, who is more powerful than anything this world could throw at you, but you see yourselves as from below and not from above. When you awaken to who you really are, then you will no longer be a slave to anyone. My beloved ones, remember that you are the garden. The tree of life, who is my son, lives in you, and you in him. In you also is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You must choose which tree you feed from. If you see all men as fallen and judge the world according to Moses' law, then you eat the death that comes from that tree. If you see all men as forgiven in Christ, and know that his eternal purpose is working in all to teach them of their true identity, then you eat of the tree of life, which is Christ. Remember, it is written that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Christ. Remember also that our beloved Paul called the law the ministration of death written on stone tablets. Anytime you judge yourself or another by that law, you submit yourself unto the curse of it. This is why Paul called the Galatians foolish. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made you free from the law. Don't get yourselves entangled again in what I made you free from. So how do you overcome centuries of bad training? You become not a judge, but an observer. When you see those who are overtaken by the fallen mind and living in what you call sin, then you don't judge them, but you proclaim their freedom and their deliverance that was already accomplished in Christ. He told you that if he was lifted up on the cross, he would draw all men unto him, not just believers. Those who walk in darkness don't know about the freedom that was already given them in Christ. And how will they know without a preacher? And again, how will they ever know yet those who call themselves preachers constantly condemn them for living in ignorance of the truth. Their sins were taken away at the cross, but they don't know it, so they continually live as if it never happened. Here's another example. Suppose you see someone who's addicted to drugs. You don't call them derogatory words. Instead, you might say, "This is a beloved child of God. I declare that their freedom was obtained by Christ on His cross. I call them forth into their true identity as a righteous, holy child of Almighty God, and proclaim that they are free from every problem that leads to bondage." It's not calling things that are not as though they are, but instead proclaiming the eternal truth about things that already are, and therefore dissolving the illusion that is only a temporary fact. Remember, as I told you again and again, I was in Christ on that cross reconciling the world unto myself and not counting men's sins against them. Sin wasn't the problem. Not knowing they were my children and instead living like wild creatures was the problem. Ignorance is the only evil you will ever need to overcome. My Son made peace with all things in heaven and on earth by His own blood. All authority in heaven and earth was given to Him, and He dwells in you. He defeated all enemies, and the only enemy you have left is ignorance of what He accomplished. And as it is written, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I sent my beloved one to show you who you are and how you should live. He is the firstborn of all of you. You are no less than He is. The only difference is, He knows who He is, and you are just beginning to believe in who you are. Once you fully know, then you will live like a heavenly child and not be entangled by the world, just as my Son did, and you will go about proclaiming the good news of reconciliation and deliver many from living in the ignorance of their minds and not in the truth of the Spirit. Eat only from the tree of life, see all people as forgiven, and treat them accordingly. Judge only righteous judgment, as my Son did, when He determined that people didn't know what they were doing. No longer judge people as good or evil, but as awake or asleep, and try to awaken those who are asleep, but do it with love. Remember, within the garden that is called you, there are two trees, the tree of life or the tree of judging by good and evil. Remember this, you are what you eat. This is the end of the words He gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in His grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.